I memorized pattern in the ceiling tile. Learned how to vanish behind a cheap smile. The house was just drywall, the yard was just grass. But I held my breath, hoping the footsteps would pass. There was a holy quiet when you wanted to scream, and the kind of affection that pulled at the seams of whatever good feeling you managed to find. So I learned how to leave it in myself behind. Just learned a new language for damage and theft. You know I offered a hand, but I kept my fist clenched. I left every good thing half-hearted and drenched in a sadness I couldn't explain, so I'd lie and just watch the hope drain from a trusting eye. I wasn't a storm, I was barely a breeze. Just the rustling of sick, unhealthy trees, whispering promises hollow and thin, letting the winter come all the way in. And I finally saw it last night. Just learned a new language for damage and theft. So maybe there's no real amends I can make for the promises bent and the people that break. And this isn't for absolution or grace, or trying to put my mistakes in their place. It's just I see kids now with their unwritten eyes, starting to learn all the same compromises. And I don't have an answer, but I know the cost of one more kid feeling that hopelessly lost. So this isn't for heaven or getting a pass. It's for the next you staring back through the glass. It's not about trying to get back to the start. It's about building a heavier, steadier heart. A heart that can hold all the damage. And no, you can't stop the poison, but you can stop its flow. You just stop the flow. Just let it go.